beautiful and sweet. And she took me to Jim Morrison's old house near Florida State University, where we went into the dark, dank basement. There was an old chandelier covered in dust and rust. It was not then, but later, that we finally touched. Best to leave a reaching for Crystal's picture untouched. So yeah, we each pulled a crystal from the chandelier, and we both said we saved them for the rest of our lives as a souvenir to remember our moment, our mutual love. For the doors, I'll need a home for that crystal in 100 years. It's somewhere in my half century's worth of sentimentals. I must find and take stock of my guitars and the serial numbers and organize my boxes of my Christmas cards and photos I got trunks worth, and I'll eventually have to go to the Makazlik Museum. It's to the Makazlik Museum. I just need to find the right location. This home for me has been many places. It's been station to station, street to street, bed to bed, town to town. My home is many places. My feet cover many miles and miles of the ground. Not sure the museum will be. Maybe it'll be a chain all around the nation. You are home, as Penny Lane said to William on the tour bus, and almost famous. And I dream I saw you one night in Boise, Idaho. You were a very different girl than the girl I used to know. There was a darkness that had fallen upon you, a nervous twitch, and your breasts were so much bigger, and your back was covered in tattoos. You were not 21 anymore. You had lived a hard life. In your eyes it showed. Your lipstick was thick. Your remarks to me had a wicked sting, as of some Las Vegas pimp had taken under his wing. I didn't ask what it was you did for a living, but my heart was broken thinking of all the possibilities. What was the turning point? What was it that could have happened to your warm, loving heart? And I thought back to your young 21-year-old fingers and how you said, oh my God, I just fucked my favorite lead singer. And that innocent memory of you and I still lingers. But in my dream, something had possessed you. Your soul was so hard. It is your rite of passage, I said to you in the dream. It is your rite of passage, I said to you. Finish the book, the road to Los Angeles, just as my flight landed an SFO from Los Angeles. Reminded me of when I was living in Ohio and my team working humiliating jobs that I knew were beneath me, when no one in the neighborhood much believed in me. Sure you're gonna make it, Mark, sure you're gonna sing for a living. Sure you're gonna make it doing the California musician thing. Sure you're gonna make it playing guitar, Mark, sure thing. Woke up to the smell of smoke from the Sonoma fires. Gotta get up there and play a benefit and raise some money and inspire. Saw Ariel Pink last night, I said, how you doing? my brother, his voice sounded shabby, seemed to be on another planet, planet, planet. I could feel tension backstage. There was something going on in his eyes. He's my brother in music, and I told him it's gonna be okay. Ariel Pink ain't your run-of-the-mill indie rock. If it was 1975, he'd be a household name, and we'd be neck and neck. He'd be David Bowie famous, and I'd be Neil Young famous, selling out arenas. But that ain't the case here in 2017, backstage with our Crystal Geysers and Orangina's. He's a Spotify king, his biggest song is Another Weekend. And I'm on Spotify too, they tell me. My biggest song is Chili Lemon Peanuts. Next time I see him, will probably be some indie rock festival in Europe. It's some cafeteria, porta potties outside that reek of diarrhea. And while the other indie rockers are on stage doing their most to keep their fans snoring, no one can accuse me or Ariel Pink of ever being boring. Diarrhea, 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 diarrhea. I thought back to our night that always lingered. I forgot to mention she was married. God's voice came to me in the night and said, you will both be punished, sinners. I said, I don't believe in you, God. I never did. Not even maybe. I was a singer in a band. She was an impressionable young lady. And God said, I am real, and you'll be punished for this, sinner. And I replied, even if I am, it was worth it to feel the touch of her precious fingers. And I told her, God came to me in the night and said we'd burn in hell before she broke her vows. She said, I don't believe in God or my marriage much anyhow. That's me on guitar, Steve Howe style. I'm in the 7th grade listening to the SL. I love you, Steve Howe. You inspired me like how I hopefully inspire others. I got a Gibson ES-175 Sunburst just like yours, down to the very year. Actually, that's not true. It's a 66. I wish it was a 64. One day I hope it'll be hanging in the Mark Kozlik Museum. And maybe that crystal that I took from Jim Morrison's chandelier. Maybe postcards sent to my father from around the globe. I just gotta find a spot near my home, or my other home is far away from home. Maybe Sweden, as I believe I lived there in another life. Maybe further up Northern California, as my happiest memories are fishing on the coast. Maybe my birthplace, Madison, Ohio, as that's where it all began. I don't know. But my guess is right here in San Francisco, if my legacy can afford it. Telegraph Hill, meeting Jack and Nathan at Trieste at 11:30. Gonna sing the above to a piece of music today. I'll see if it fits, to quote Tony Montana. I'm quoting him a lot lately. I don't know why, but the line in the movie where he says, then you're 50, you need a bra, you got a bag for a belly, never resonated until I turned 50. And how I dreamed last night that I was in a war in the Philippines. It may have been inspired by the photo I saw of Flash Elorde at the boxing gym yesterday. That in the movie Hacksaw Ridge that I watched with Caroline last night beside her in her bed. I didn't pay attention to the movie much and said all war movies look the same, but really I've been thinking about all my things this year and wondering what will become of them when I'm no longer living. I need to take steps for this inevitable thing. Like Jack Dempsey from Colorado, I wanna be like him. I'd like to leave a few things of mine behind for the Mark Kozlik Museum.